chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We'll get the questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Hampton, Robert Pony. Good afternoon, Robert.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your guys, champions of the Brick City Classic 35-31 over Grambling State. What did you like most about the way your team played on Saturday?
Well, first of all, I want to get Grambling, Coach Hugh Jackson. I mean, they played hard all the way up until the end. You know, I thought our guys played hard. I thought that they played with good fundamentals. We got a lot of things to work on, you know, in all three phases.
What did it mean for your program not only to beat a storied program like Grambling, but to have that game come on national television?
It was great. And anytime you get a win, it's always great to get a win, but it's always special for these guys to get a chance to play on national TV, especially the family members can get to see them play, the ones who not able to come to the game. So, you know, I'm happy for that they had the opportunity to play on national TV.
Offensively, you guys seem to play with a lot more tempo than maybe a year ago. 434 yards, you had 279 on the ground. Was that a lot more tempo? How was your offense different maybe than a year ago?
You know, I think some of the pieces we added to it, I think that our guys have matured. I mean, we were very young last year. We're older now, and our guys understand what we want. And our offensive coordinator, Zach Patterson, does a great job, you know, getting the guys lined up and implementing the system that he wants. And been very happy with the job that Coach Patterson have done so far.
Got a question this afternoon from Kyle Kendon. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Coach, with the offense, with you know, two guys going over 100 yards, another over 60, when you have that kind of versatility in the run game, how much do you anticipate that sort of giving you flexibility with the offense sort of moving forward this season?
Right. Cal, I kind of hope we keep, you know, just keep building on it. I think we've always been, you know, athletic team. It's just a matter of getting the right system down. And then it had a lot to do with maturity. These guys were young in the system. So now I think they've grasped the system. You know, I'm excited about all three phases, but the offense, to be where they at this early, I'm very excited and happy where we at right now.
And what were your impressions of Zealous's play kind of overall?
You know, I think that Zealous has matured and then understand that he sustained the injury in the women Murray game, and he realized that, hey, you know, I need to lock in and be more focused, and that's what he has done. And he's really spending a lot of time in the film room. I love where he's at, you know, but keep in mind, we still have a battle going on. I mean, Michael Mays, who started all last year, is still in the picture along with Jared Lewis.
Robert, just building off that, what was the decision? You've talked about the battle that those guys have had going and continue to have. What made Chris the right fit for the game on Saturday?
When we got to the game, I knew it would be a game day decision, and it really was a game day decision. And we just felt comfortable with Chris. We felt comfortable with his leadership, that week of practice that he had, and just his poise, the way he was carrying himself that week in practice.
Offensively, last year, everybody knew what a talented receiver you had in Jadakiss and some of those guys on the outside. The two touchdown catches you had in this game were both by tight ends, TK Pizant and Evan King. Maybe talk about those guys' performance, and is the tight end maybe a place that you're looking to throw the ball a little more this season?
I really hope so, and that's what me and Zach talked about today. You know, we got two big tight ends. Those guys were young. Like I said, Evan King was a freshman. You know, TK was a redshirt freshman. Both of those guys are 6'5", and both of them are over 250 pounds. We need to find a way to get the ball to them, and we were able to do that. And I was glad to see both of them, especially get a touchdown, and now they can continue to build our confidence off of it. And you could see, you know, when I saw them after the game, they, coach, get me the ball. So, you know, it built their confidence to know that they're part of the offense. And our plans are to implement our tight ends more in our offensive plan.
Switching over to the defense, how did you feel like they played? I know you were incorporating a lot of new guys, you know, into the lineup on defense. What guys kind of stood out to you that really contributed?
Well, you know, I thought all of them played well. I really do. You know, if you take away, I mean, it was 28 to like 21 to 9. You take away those Two big throws. I mean, you're talking about maybe what two touchdowns they scored, and then we had some backups in there on that. So, you know, I thought we played well. I thought we moved around well. I thought the guys grasped the system. You know, I was really happy with the way we tackled. I didn't know if we would tackle well. You know, you get into those first games, that was a big concern, but I think we only had, seven missed tackles. Really happy with the way we tackled. I thought that the leadership was good. Kwasi Townsend did a great job. You know, DeAndre Falk, our linebackers really did a great job of leading, because, and they should, because they you know, they're graduate kids and they're in a red shirt senior. So I felt really good about, you know, the defense. There's some things we need to improve. We need to play better with our eyes. I saw some, you know, we got into a few problems with our eyes, and we need to correct that.
Sam Servin was one of those guys. Also, eight tackles he got in the backfield, had a tackle for loss. Maybe talk about his effort.
I thought he played average. You know, I saw some, you know, I think that he's got a lot to improve on, but he showed that he would stick his nose in there, and he made some tackles and stuff. He just got to play better with his eyes, you know. But keep in mind, Cam is just a red shirt freshman, and he's going to continue to get better. I like where he's at. We got to do a better job, and that's starting with me. We got to do a better job of working on him playing with his eyes and being able to trust his technique.
Turn on the page to Saturday, a big one for your team, the Battle of the Bay. Norfolk State coming to town, not only the first home game, which is always a big deal, but a big rival coming in. Just what excites you about this game on Saturday?
I think the first thing is that you just said it's a rivalry game. You don't know what you're going to get. I know they're bigger, you know, and I know they got a lot of transfers. I think on signing day, they signed 38 kids. I mean, I really don't have a lot of information about them. We're sitting there watching film now. I know they're bigger, and I know they're stronger. And I don't want to get fooled by this Virginia State game, because if you go look at the history of them in Virginia State, that's always a tough game, and Virginia State always plays hard. So I don't know what I'm dealing with here. So, you know, should have a better grasp of things by tomorrow evening, but I know the Coach Odom. I know he's a veteran coach, and I know he's going to have his guys ready, because he does a great job coaching.
What makes this rivalry so good?
It's a bridge between us. It's a Battle of the Bay. I mean, even when I played here, you know, it's always been chipping back and forth, and it's good for the 757. It's really good. And also the families. Everybody's coming. You know, you see the grandmothers, you see the grandfathers, you know, the babies. And it's a fun time, and it's a great thing for HBCU football.
Obviously, you're coming off a win. You're 1-0, playing a rival. But what's the biggest thing, I guess, from week one to week two that you'd like to see your team get better at?
So one thing I was telling the guys coming back last night is that, you know, I think this should be our biggest improvement. I think you make your biggest improvement in your second game. So I want to see – that's what I'm looking forward to seeing out of our guys.
What do you like before, you know, we go back and look a little bit at the game on Saturday? What do you like about playing these neutral site games? You got another one coming up against Howard in D.C. What's the fun part, being able to go to New York City and play a game like that?
You know, I like it. I think it's good for our kids to get in these venues. But what scares me a little bit, and I probably shouldn't use the word scare, what concerns me a little bit is our emotions. We got three emotional games, and they got some type of rivalry with them. You look at the Grambling game, it goes back. Hampton was 7-2. It goes back to Eddie Robinson and Joe Taylor. Now you're getting the Battle of the Bay. The game been played over 80 years. And now you look a week coming, you know, looking ahead, you're talking about Howard, the battle of the real age youth. I just got to make sure our guys don't get too emotional. We got to stay, you know, focused on playing one play at a time and playing one game at a time. And I think that's our biggest thing, man, making sure these guys don't get too high, but also don't get too low. We just got to stay centered, Rob. You'll be able to get through these. These are three emotional games that we're going to play, because they are HBCU games. There's so much around them, and it's so much rivalry, you know. And to be honest, they know that these teams know that we went to the CAA, and they're gonna play us a little harder.
All right, Robert. Thanks for so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck on Saturday against Norfolk State, and look forward to talking again next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.